Proclamation number 5243, dated the October 27th, 1951. Forgiveness. Atonement. Justice. Law of cause and effect. I am a God of love and mercy, yet justice is also part of my being. Otherwise my perfection could be questioned and therefore also my divinity. Do you understand what I am trying to say? That I incorporate every characteristic to the highest degree, and therefore everything is effectively subject to the law of eternal order, whose originator I am myself. That is, out of my very perfection I have created irrevocable laws. Thus every guilt of sin has to be removed, every sin has to be atoned to satisfy my justice. But how does this relate to my love and mercy, which is so infinitely profound that it would like to remit every sinner's guilt? My love found a way. Love itself wiped out the guilt of sins by making the atonement itself in order to satisfy justice. A human being accepted the guilt and made amends for all of humanity's sins. I myself did not stop this man, for he was motivated by love, and love may never be prevented if it wants to express itself. I would never have accepted the substituted atonement had it not been offered to me on account of love, or the law of eternal order would have been violated, since justice would not have been upheld, whereas an act of love had to be accepted by me since I could not reject love. Thus a human being atoned humanity's immense guilt of sin through an extremely agonizing pain and death on the cross. This person was without sin and nevertheless suffered unspeakably for the guilt of others, because he wanted to appease me with his sacrifice, which overwhelming love caused him to make. And I accepted the sacrifice, and for the sake of his love erased the guilt that had burdened all of humanity, which thus means that people who fully and consciously availed themselves of the sacrifice by the human being Jesus can become free from all guilt, who lay the burden of sin at his feet and for the sake of his crucifixion ask for forgiveness. Acknowledgement and the conscious confession of sins are necessary in order to find complete forgiveness of sins. The sacrifice of the human being Jesus was so immense and his love for humanity so powerful that my justice was served and my love and mercy could emerge. Thus people who acknowledge the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ and repentantly step under his cross are free from all guilt, which means that all sins they were burdened with are forgiven. Forgiveness of sin, however, means settlement, a complete deletion of what actually should have been done. Forgiveness means erasing, unburdening, restoring the condition prior to committing the sin, and every consequence of transgression is carried by the person who accepts the guilt. Thus Jesus Christ took upon himself all sins and offered the atonement for them to me. Every result of sin will be negated by him. My love and mercy make everything right again, and can do so now because the sacrifice on the cross satisfied justice first, thus it was not bypassed. The sacrifice on the cross was effectively the consequence of all of humanity's sins. All unrighteousness that is committed on earth, as well as the sin of the past rebellion against me, is to have an unlawful effect. Therefore it had to fall back on beings who absorb these effects and had to suffer them. The human being Jesus made himself voluntarily available to absorb the concentrated burden of sin and by way of superhuman suffering and agony diminish the effects of the sins, and through his death finally wipe them out completely. Thus the law was not cancelled, it was merely fulfilled. For this reason the human being can be granted full forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ and be delivered from all guilt. For this reason my love and mercy can rule without excluding justice. For Jesus Christ redeemed the world from sin, because his love for humanity was overwhelming, and through this love I was fully reconciled. Amen.